This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Where do we find the fountain of youth? In our own lifestyles. Eating right, not skipping meals, exercising, and finding meaning in life are doorways to healthy aging. On this week's Life Transitions, Dr. Anita Sharma talks with Angie O'Pry, owner of Fiesta Nutrition Center, about healthy aging.
Hi, Angie. Tell us, where is the fountain of youth?
The fountain of youth is right in the palms of your own hands, I think. It's all about our mind creating a situation where we feel young, and if we feel it, then we can be it, whether it's our energy level or how our activity level or our thinking and positivity is where the fountain of youth is found.
Can we do something about the physical changes that we undergo as we age?
Yes. You know, as we age, we have to embrace our age and not be grieving the past of being young and being, you know, a tinier waistline and a head full of hair. What we can do is just make better choices in our diet and our activity level and our thinking to be healthier. There are so many tools available that can help you live a healthier lifestyle if you have the will to do it.
So what are these tools?
First is to have good planning. Plan your meals, plan your day ahead. When we're young, we run out of the house without a coat, without breakfast. We can go to class, we can go to work all day and just nibble and all of that.
Are you talking about me?
I've seen you. It's common. It's all of us have, we think that we're 18 and we can survive on crackers and orange juice for the day. That's not so. As we age, that starts to not be the thing. And way down the road, we can all see where that type of lifestyle causes us to deteriorate. Your blood sugar level everywhere. You can't handle stress and have good blood pressure if you're not fed. If you don't hydrate and drink water, you'll always have problems with that. So the thing is to have a plan and to think enough of yourself that you're worth it to take care of yourself. If you live alone or you don't have someone to help you do these things, somewhere you have to pull within yourself to make a plan for taking care of yourself.
When we live really busy lives, at some point, our work takes over our good intentions.
Well, there are tools that you can use, and you have to think of your food as medicine more than anything. What's an eye-opener is when you don't pay attention to your health and you don't take care of yourself, then you come with the bad news after a doctor visit of medication and having to spend money on special medicine and loss of energy and not being able to do all the activities that you want to do. So instead of waiting for a wake-up call, you just have to pull within yourself. And yes, media and everything now, there's so much news about what as antioxidants and how hard living is on our body.
Thank you, Angie. My guest for today was Angie O'Pry, who is the owner of Fiesta Nutrition Center. This is Anita Sharma.
Life Transitions on KEDM is made possible by Gardens of Somerset. More about community living options for older adults is at gardensofsomerset.com. With support from the College of Business and Social Sciences at the University of Louisiana, Monroe. Find out more at kedm.org.